Yemishnayis Masechta Demai. We're holding now in Parakei Mishnah Dalit. Halokeach min ha-palter. If somebody buys bread which is from an Amoris, which has a din demai on it, min ha-palter, that's like a chenveni, a storekeeper that buys and sells bread. Is meiser mikol defus defus. For each different type of a mold of bread, you have to take off trumas meiser from each one separately. Because we have to be afraid, like if you have different type of breads, each type was bought from one person, so we have to be afraid that that person maybe did take off trumas meiser. So therefore you can't take off trumas meiser from this loaf of bread onto the other type of loaf of bread. Because since the other type came from a different person, like maybe that person did not take off trumas meiser, and the first one did. So therefore from each type of bread you receive, you have to take off separately. This is Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Yehuda, Reim of Yehuda says, Meyechad ala kol. No, you could be meikol to say one is enough. Like either all of it was demai, was not taken off trumas meiser, or else all of it was. Now, Moida Rabbi Yehuda, Yehuda agrees, for the keach minha menapil. If somebody buys, like from a person that, a big wholesaler, that buys and sells to a lot of different people, shu meiser mikol echad v'yechad. Then from each person, from each loaf of bread you have, you have to take off separately, demai separately. From each defus, from each mold, type of bread, because since he bought from a whole different people, then for sure we have to be afraid. Maybe this loaf did have a trumas meiser taken off, and the other one's not, so you can't take off one from all of them. Each defus has to have its own trumas meiser, the din demai, taken off from it. Mishnehei. Halakeach min oni, if somebody buys from a poor person, v'chein ha'oni, she'nosnu loy prusois pas, if a poor person gives you for present pieces of bread, or fil chayt vela, or else pieces of figs, is ma'iseh mikol echad v'echad. You have to take off trumas ma'iseh, or din of demai, each one separately. Because since most probably people gave it to the oni, different people, so maybe this piece was given by somebody that did take off demai, and the other one did not take off. So each piece you have to take off its own demai. Uva tamarim by dates, uva gregris, that's dried out figs, boil over noitel. You could mix everything up together, there they get a good mixture, and we say yesh bila, and every part you take off, there's a part of every part of it. So then you could take off once the trumas meiser. Because even if part was and part not, but everything is all mixed up together right now. So whatever you take off right now has a portion of it that is mechuyev and is not, so you yaitzah were taken off one for everything. Omer Rabbi Yehuda says, Eimosai, when is this? Bizman shamatonam ruba. When you're getting a big present. Avo bizman shamatonam uetas, when you're getting a small present right now, then maisa mikol echad v'yechad. It's better to take off separately, maisa from each one separately. In other words, if you have big presents and everybody gives the exact same amount, then we say every person gave the exact same amount, so if you mix it up well, everything gets mixed up equal portions. Mashenkin, if people give small presents, then we have to be afraid. One person maybe gave a little bit bigger, one person gave a little bit smaller, and therefore, by mixing it up, you don't have an equal portion, and you can't take off one for everything. Each one has to have its own demai taking off.
The Mishnah Vav. Halakeach min hasiton. If you buy peiros from a seitan, that's like a wholesaler. In other words, this person goes and buys from a lot of different people, and then he sells it to you. So now, v'chaza v'lokach mimenu shniya. If you bought from him today, and then you went back again tomorrow, and you bought a second time, is lo yase mizealze. The chiddush is you can't take off your meiser and your meisres from one buying for the other buying. Because since this person is a wholesaler, we have to be afraid that the fruits that he bought yesterday was from one person, and the fruits that you're buying today was from another person. And therefore, you have to be afraid maybe one of those two people did take off trumas meiser, and that's potter, and from the other one you bought is chayiv. So therefore, you can't take off menachiv al aptur, so you have to take off from each one, from each buying separately. And now, filu miyaisi hasug, even it's from the same, like, basket. The same basket you bought from yesterday, you bought from today, still it's no good. And afilu miyaisei hamen, even if it's from exact same type of fruit, whether it's sweet, whether it's that, whatever it is, still we have to be afraid, since the person you bought it from now was a wholesaler, and he bought from different people, what you have now is from two different people, and you have to be afraid maybe one person did take off his maaseros, and the other one did not, so therefore you have to take off separately from each one. But the Mishnah ends off, Neman hasitan leimer, but the wholesaler is believed to tell us that Mishel Echodheim, if he tells you clearly that he bought all this from one person, then the halacha is you could take off one time maaseros for all of it. Because either that person did take off or it didn't take off. So therefore that's the halacha of demai, the min hasofik, we have to take off the maaser rishon, the maaser sheni, the trumas maaser. Therefore if it was all bought from one person, then you're allowed to take it off at one time. Yeah, Mishnah Zayin. Halakech mi bal habayis. If you buy your fruits or your tefuah off a balabos, a private person, then you bought off him a second time, and you have both barrels of fruits of tefuah, is maisim mizelze. You have a right to take off your maisros, like for demai, one from the other, because since it's from the same person, memanushach, either he took off or he didn't take off. And afilu mishtei kupas, even the fruits are from two different barrels. And afilu mishtei ayoris, they come from the fruits that this person owns in different cities, in different places. But since it's one owner, so therefore either that person that I'm already did take off trumas and maisos or he didn't, so you could take off the maisos from one or the other. Bahabayis shoyemeicha yorek bashuk, a balabos that was selling vegetables in the market. Bizman shemevien le miganoisov, if the vegetables that he sells all came from one person's garden, then ma'isa mi'echad alakol. Whoever goes and buys it now has a right to be ma'isa one for everything. Like no matter how many different vegetables he buys, he could all take off one ma'isa. Like he puts them together and take off one time ma'isa for everything. Again, because since it comes from one person's garden, either that person did take off or he didn't take off. What about the migano sacheros? Let's say the fruits you get now, the vegetables, come from different people's gardens, then ma'isa mikol echad v'yechad. Then every time you buy, you have to take off separately ma'isa, because you have to be afraid maybe this garden that came from the person did take off the ma'isas, maybe from the second garden he did not take it off. Therefore, if it does not come from the same person, again, it's like before the sitin that you have to take off separately. Mishneches, haloikeyach tevel mishnei mekoymis. If somebody goes and buys tevel, is the person that sold it to you tells you clearly these fruits were tevel gomer. He did not take off any trumas and maisos yet. So locher is the maisim mizelze. Like you have a right to believe these two people, and what you have now is complete tevel. Therefore, you could take off maisa one from the other. Apo pi shomu, even though it was said that ein odom rashoyi limcha tevel el tzarech, a person a moich is not allowed to sell tevel. If you own fruits, you're not allowed to give them away before you take off the trumas and maisros, because it's a tekala. Maybe someone else will come and eat it before you take off the trumas and maisros. So even though you're not supposed to sell the tevel, but if people told you that they did sell it to you, like you have a right to believe them, and therefore the lochurish, you can take off maiser one for the other. Mishnah Tes, maisrin mishal yisrael al shel nochri. Even if you have fruits that came off a field that belongs to a guy, if he's living in Eretz Yisrael, we pass in this mission holds that the fruits are still mechuyev and trumas and maisros, that kinyan akum is not strong enough to mafkia the gedusha, to mafkia the din of trumas and maisros. Therefore, if you bought fruits that some belong to Yisrael, and then you bought fruits that came from a goyisha orchard, the halacha is you have to take off trumas and maisros, and you can take off one from the other because they're both chiyavadai. Same thing, Mishel Nochri al Shel Yisrael. You can take off truma from the fruits that came from a Goyish orchard on fruits that came for a Jewish or come from a North Jewish or Jewish orchard. For the same svara that both peres are mechuyev vadai in the tevel, in truma to maisers. What about Mishel Yis? And the Mishnah says Mishel Yisrael al Shel Kusim. A kusi also, even though he's a Geri Emes, we hold, and he took off truma to maisers, but only for himself. What he sells to other people, he does not take off trumas and maisros. So if you buy peiros off a kusi, for sure he did not take off the trumas and maisros. Therefore, you let it take off from your fruits to his fruits back and forwards. the same way, mishal kusim, ashal kusim. If you buy different fruits of this kusim, of that kusi, again, we have a right to say that both of them are tevel vadai, and therefore the loch rigid could take off trumas and isis, one for the other. However, Rabbi Eliezer oiser, mishal kusim, ashal kusim. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, that kusim, we have to be afraid, since lamaisa, they do take off trumas and isis for the fruits they eat for themselves. We have to be afraid maybe one kusi first decided to eat the fruits himself. So he took off the trumas and isus, and then he changed his mind and he decided to sell it. So when he sold it to you, it could be those fruits are not tevel anymore. Mashenken, the second kusi you go to buy from, it could be his peiris are still tevel. So therefore, if you buy different fruits of different kusim, you cannot take off trumas and isus one from the other. That's Rabbi Eliezer's svarah.
Then Mishnah Yudit says, Otzutz Nokuv, if you have something growing in like in a pot, that Nokuv has a hole on the bottom of it, is a raise korot. It's considered like it's growing on the land of Eretz Yisrael. It's getting its unique, it's getting its nourishment from the land, and therefore it's chayiv v'maisa min haTorah. Now, Torah meyoritz al Otzutz Nokuv, let's say you take truma from fruits that grow on the land on an Otzutz Nokuv, or else the opposite way. The Otzutz Nokuv al Oretz is Trumos or Trum, it's very good, because both of them are the Chiv Midiraisa. Whether the fruits grow off the ground itself or whether they grow out of this pot that has a hole, if the pot has a hole in it, it's still like it's getting its nourishment from the ground, it's called Koretz. What about the Mishaino Nokuv al Nokuv? Let's say you have something growing in a pot that does not have a hole on the bottom of it. So then it's not still like it's growing on the ground, and therefore it's part of a Trumos and Isus. If you take off trumas on these fruits that grew in such a pot, al hanokif, and you wanted it to be truma, the pot to other fruits that were grown in a regular pot that has a hole in it, your locker is truma. What you did is considered truma, but for yachs of yitrim, you know you have to take truma over again. This truma really doesn't help because it's minaptur alachiv. Just the rabbanon don't want it to be mezalzel in it. Therefore, they said this still remains truma. But you have to take off new truma for the other pairs. What about the opposite way? Min hanokuv al shein hanokuv. If you took truma from the fruits that grew in the pot that has a hole in it, that's mechuyiv midiraisa, and you wanted it to be truma on the other fruits, al shein hanokuv, that grew in a pot that doesn't have a hole in it, that's potter. So in such a case, again, we say truma. What you took off is chal truma, it is truma. But for lo yisayochu, you're not allowed to eat from it, even the kayin. Until the kohen goes to fix it up and takes off trumas and isus from someplace else. In other words, really you took off truma, but really it was tevel. It was like mechuyiv midiraisa to take off truma, but you did not take off truma for itself. You wanted this to be truma for the other fruits, and the other fruits were potter. So really, what remains is as if it itself was still tevel. Therefore, the kohen cannot eat it until it takes off trumas and isus from someplace else. The Mishnah Yeralef, Torah min ha-demai ala demai. If you take truma from one demai and different demai, or else min demai ala vadai, again, it's a sofik on a sofik, or else on a sofik on a vadai, the same malocha, truma, what you did is called truma, but the yachs of yitrim, you have to take off truma again for the vadai, because the min demai was a sofik, maybe it's potter. What about though, the opposite way, min ha-vadai ala demai? You take off truma on the peiros that are vadai tevel onto peiros that are only demai. So again, truma, the locher is, it has a shame truma on it. But again, like the Mishnah before, v'loy sayoch, you cannot eat from it, the kohen cannot eat from it, ha-tshayotzi aleo truma isumaisus, until he takes off the truma isumaisus from someplace else. Because you still have to be afraid, this vadai is still tevel. Like, where did you take off the truma for it? From the demai, you have to be afraid, though maybe the demai had its truma taken off already, therefore it's called menaptur alachi, if you weren't yoitza, therefore the kohen should not eat it until it takes off the truma first. Here, Perek Avov. The Mishnah says, HaMakabul Sodom Yisrael. If you receive a field from a Jew, min anochri from a goy, or min akusi from a kusi, so yechalek lefneim. HaMakabul means you accept to work on the field, like you're the workman to work on the field, and you get a share in the crops, that's your pay. So since you only get a share in the crops, therefore we say,
like when you collect all the crops together, is yichalek lufnayim. The chelek, the portion that you're giving back to the owner, that you can give back to him even before you take off trumas and isos. You don't have to take off trumas and isos first. Just from your portion, you have to take off. What about though hachoyker sodom Yisrael? Hachoyker means you take the field and it's under your, like your responsibility now. And the pay that you have to give the owner back is you make up a certain amount, like 10 bushels throughout the whole year, whether it makes a lot, whether it makes a little. You don't take just a percentage in the crops. So it's we look as if all the crops belong to you right now, and you have to pay the owner a certain amount. Therefore, Torim v'noisim loy. The halacha is before you give the certain amount to the owner, you have to first take off truma. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, Ein Musay, when is this? Bizman shenosam loy miyoysa sodom miyoys yamin. If you're giving him from this field that you worked on and from this crop, this type of a crop. Avol im nosam loy misod acheres. But if you're giving from another type of a field, or imimin achem, another type of a crop, then maysa benoysam loy. Then for sure it's considered like you're paying it back, and therefore that's a loch. You can't pay back something unless you first take off trumas and maysas first. The Mishnah Bay says, what about ha'choike sodom in anochri? Let's say you take a field from a goy. We're talking about in Eretz Yisrael with the zechi of trumas and maysas. If you take over the field from a goy to work on it, so then maysa v'noisan loy. Still, you have to take off trumas and maysas from the portion that you're giving back to the goy. And some first one, it's a knas. Since in Eretz Yisrael we do not want the goyim to have fields there, so we do not want Jews to work for them. If they can't find any workmen, they'll just sell the field. Therefore, if you would take the job to work by a goy, there's a knas that you have to first give him trumas and maysas from the peiros that you give him for his portion. We have Yudam, Rabbi Yudah says, Af ha-mekabel sod le-sedei avoysim in anochri. Not only a choyker we said before is where you take all the produce and just give him a certain amount, whether you make a lot or a little, but even ha-mekabel, where you just work and you take a percentage worth of the produce. Still, and even though it was Steya Vaisiv, it was your father's field. In other words, this field first belonged to your father. And then the goyim either bought it off your father, stole it off your father. But since right now this field is by the goyim, he also says that if we have this kenas, my seven nation loy, that we want to make it, it should not be kedai for you to work for him. Therefore, we tell you, you should know, if you're going to work for him, with the parish you pay him up, his portion, you're going to be achroi, you're going to have to take off first the trumas and the maisers. Mishnah Gimel. Koyein v'levi shekiblu sodom Yisrael. A koyein v'levi accepted to work on a field for Yisrael. Again, barisus. That they'll work on it and they'll take one half or one third, however they're made up of the produce. So kishem shecholken b'chulin. The same way they divide up the chulin part of it. Kacholken b'truma. The same way the truma part of it also is divided up. If the kohen only gets one third of the produce, he only gets one third of the truma. Rabbi Eliezer Waima af ha-maisra shalhem. No, the maisras, the trumas, the maisras belong to them, to the Kanman Levium. Shamanas kein bo. Like that was the original intentions why they first came. It's like a Tanai. That all the trumas, the maisras that comes out of this field, we get anyway. We only have to give you like we get one third though of the chulin. Mishnah Dalit. Yisrael shakibel mikoyin umilevi. This is the opposite way. If a Yisrael went down to work on a field that belongs to a koyin or to a levi, so here maisers labaylim. Here for sure it's a tenai, it's a condition that the maiser, if it's from a levi, has to go to the owner. Now is this oris, the Yisrael that's working into his share that takes home, the maiser he has to take off of his share, for sure he has to give back to the owner. Rabbi Yishmael Oiner. Hakatoni shekibul sodom Yerushalmi. Hakatoni, name of a city. His someone lives in the city, outside Yerushalayim. He's working for someone in the fields in Yerushalayim. So my sheni she Yerushalmi. The portion of the fruits that you get and the my sheni that you take off from it, that you have to give back to the owner. That belongs to the Yerushalmi, because my sheni is supposed to be eaten inside Yerushalayim. But the Chum Maimer and the Chum say no. The Chachamim Oimrim, Yochalu HaKartoni La'alois Ol Yochalu B'Yushalayim. It's like, so what? This Kartoni, even though he lives outside Yushalayim, but still his Maisei Sheni, if he wanted to, he could take it up with him and eat it inside Yushalayim. So Therefore, it still belongs to him, and he has the right to use it for himself. Mishnah Hey, Hamakabel Zaysim L'Shemen. If somebody goes down to work on somebody's olive field in order to make oil out of it, so then let's say he takes his pay 1/3 of the oil, and then the Tanakam holds Kishem Shecholkim Bachulin, the same way they divide up equally the portions of Chulin, Kacholkim Batruma. The same way, even though it's a Kayin now, you're taking the field from a Kayin, still the person that's working and making it into Shemen, his portion he has a right to keep completely, and the Truma also he keeps. Because they say, because since it's such a chashuv a thing you're doing to make it into oil, for sure you want it for yourself. We have Yehuda Raimeno, Yisrael Shekibul Mikreinu Melevi, or Yisrael that went down to work by a Kohen's field or by a Levi's field, still Zaysim Lashem, and even though he's working on the olives to make them into oil, still Lamach Teschar, that he prays to get half of the profit, still Hamaisus Labailim. He holds no, still since the owner is a Kohen or a Levi, the Meister still should go to the Bailam. Even though the Yisrael now was working to change it over into oil, still there's the Tanai that since the owner is a Kohen or a Levi, the Truma should only go to him. Yemishnevov. Beishamai Omer, Beishamai says, Lo yimchor odom ezesov, a person should not sell his olives, elo lechover, only to a special person, lechover, that's nizir in Hilchos Tuma v'tayro. Like you make sure when he goes to press out these olives, he will not make the oil tummy. However, Basil says, Afla Meiser. No, it's enough to sell to somebody that you know that's Makbid on Meiser alone, even though he's not Makbid so much in Hilchos Tuma v'Tayros. And the pshat is because you have a right to say that most probably this person that's buying your olives, he's going to use it to eat it. He's not going to go to press it out to make it into oil. Therefore, he'll eat it before it becomes hukshel kabel tuma, before even some oil, some juice falls on top of it. So therefore, you don't have to be afraid maybe it'll become tummy. It's enough just if you know the person will not eat it with an isatevel, he'll take off the truma semaisis first. However, the Mishnah says, Utsnuye beisilil, the medagdikim and mitzvahs of beisilil, hoyenoigan kedivar beshamai. They were machmir not to sell their olives only to a chover, only to someone that's clued that for sure will be nizr and hilchos tumah b'tayru.
Yemishneh Zayin, Shnayim shebotzru es karmehem l'teich gas achas. If you have two people that were shutfis partners in a kerem, in a vineyard, and when they took the grapes and they pressed it, they put the wine into one vat, so gas achas, both of them put the wine into one one ditch, where they stored their wine. Now, Echod Maisa v'Yechod Shreina Maisa. One of the Shutfim is a Choshev, a Yid, and he takes off Maisers. And the other one is a Choshev, he's an Amorit, he doesn't take off Maisers. So, Lochra is like this. Hamaser, the Yid that takes off Maiser, that he's ruggled toes, taking off Maiser, Maiser Eshaloi. First of all, he has to take off Maiser from half of the wine, because that's his Chelek. Like, he deserves half of it. So for his portion, of course, he has to take off Truma Samaisrus. But the Chiddush is, V'chelkoi b'chol mokem shu. He also has to take off from the portion that he is going to receive, L'maisam, he has to take off half of it, D'mai. Because we have to be afraid, in the portion that he's going to take, maybe only half of that portion really is his. And the other half of that portion really belongs to the Shutif. And the Shutif is like an Amoritz, we have a suffix if it took off Maisrus or not. So it's called like demai. Therefore, from the portion that he actually receives, he has to take off half of it. He has to take off demai from half of it.
Yemishneches shnayim shekiblu soda biarisus. Two people, like shutfim, accepted a field to work on it. To be arisus means like to work on the field and the produce. They share the produce. And again, one person was neman al maiseris, and one person is not. Or else were two brothers, Yarshan the father, Yarshan the field off the father, and again one brother takes off Meister, one brother does not. Or else two people became a Shutfus, they bought a field, Pishutfus. So now, when they go to divide up the produce that grow, is Yochel Hu Leima, the one that takes off Meister has a right to say to the other one, Toilat Achitim Shevamokam Pleini,
V'ani chitim shebemokam pleini. Listen, let's divide up right now. You have all this portion of wheat here, and I take the portion of wheat in another place. So therefore, I only have to take off my sum from my portion. That's okay. That you're allowed to do. Or else he could say, Ato yayin shebemokam pleini. Listen, you take the wine in this place. V'ani yayin shebemokam pleini, and I'll take the wine in another place. But since we're making clear division, what I take, what you take, so I only have to take off my stress from what I take. But you should not say to him, you take the wheat, v'ani serum, and I'll take the barley. Or else, tolato yayin, you take wine, v'ani etol shemen, and I'll take oil. That you can't do. And the reason why you're not allowed to do this is because, let's say like in chitim, you're both partners. You're both going to yashin your father equally. So therefore, if you say that, listen, you take all the wheat, and I'll take the barley, so by you telling the other one, take all the wheat, it's like you're selling him half of your wheat, because really half of it's supposed to belong to you. And what you're giving him now is not mesukin. He did not take off truma samaisus yet. So that's taloch or chovet, like you're not allowed to sell to somebody else, parents that are not mesukonim. The same thing with the wine and with the shemen. Each one has a schus in the yayin. So therefore, if I say to you, you take all the wine, it's like I'm selling you a portion of mine to you. So since that portion I did not take off trumas yet, I cannot sell it to you. Therefore, I'm not allowed to say, you take the one that doesn't take off my schus. You take all the wine, and I'll take the shemen instead, because it's considered like you're giving him a portion of yours. And that you cannot do before you take off the maisers, trumas of maisers. Mishnah Tes. Chover v'yam horetz, sheyorshu esavihem amoretz. Let's say two brothers. One brother was a chover, was marked for the take off trumas of maisers, and he's believed upon it. And the other brother was tamen amoretz. And they both now yashin their father that was an amoretz. The father also, we have a suffolk if he took off trumas of maisers or not. So now, yochodhu loy maloy. The brother that's a chover could say to the other brother, "Terlato chitim shebemokam pleini." Listen, you take the wheat in this place. V'yani chitim shebemokam pleini, and I'll take the wheat in another place. Or else, ato yayin shebemokam pleini, you take the wine in this place. V'yani yayin shebemokam pleini, and I'll take the wine in another place. Again, since they're dividing up the wine equally, that's the way it is. I have a portion and you have a portion. Therefore, I'm dividing up and I'm only taking my portion and you're taking your portion. Therefore, I'll only take off trumas and maaseres from my portion. And here, it's okay, because I'm not giving you any bit of mine. But again, you should not say to him, "Terlato chitim, you take the wheat, v'ani sorum, and I'll take the barley." Or else, "Terlato halach, you take the wet, v'ani etel esayovish, and I'll take what's dry." Again, because here we both have an equal portion in the wet or in the dry, and therefore if I give it all to you, I'm giving you a portion of mine, and I can't give away mine since it's not mesukin yet. Therefore, you're not allowed to say like this. The same way we had the Mishnah before. Mishnah Yud. What's going to be ger v'goy sheyorshu es avihem goy? Hey, there was a goy, and he had two sons, and one son became a Jew, one son became a ger. And now the father died. So the father died, his two sons, one's still a goy, and one's a ger. So they both come now to Yashin, the father. So the halacha is, Yochel hu leimer, the ger has a right to say to the goy, Teil ata avodah zarah, you take all the avodah zarahs, v'yani mois, and I'll take the money instead. Or else, ata yayin, you take the wine, all the yayin nesach, v'ani peres, and I'll take the fruits. But if the ger already was zeicha, came into his possession, the avodah zarah or the wine, then he can't make an exchange, because this is called chalupa, an exchange of nisuriyano, which is also. However, in the ratio before it came to you, here we are more mekel to say, I have a right to say, you take all the avodah zarah, and I'll take the money. The question is why? I always said before, it's like you're selling your own. The Teretz says here it's different, because here, really a ger does not yashin his father the goy midiraisa. Midiraisa doesn't come to you altogether. It's only midirabon that you have a right to take it. So therefore, in the rabbonas we could see as if we do say breira. Therefore, whatever you want, that's what you have, that's yours. So if you say to him, you take the Avodah Zarah and I take the money, it's not the pshat I'm giving you a portion of my Avodah Zarah, but rather, since it's only midrabbanan de galocha, it's only midrabbanan that you yashin your father the ger, so therefore midrabbanan we say yesh breira, and therefore we consider as if I never got a Yerusha the Avodah Zarah. The Avodah Zarah went to you, and I got the money, therefore I'm allowed to do like this. Mishnah Yer Aleph. Ha-moyche peiris b'Surya. If somebody sells fruits in Surya. Surya, we know, is like the land that David HaMelech captured, and it didn't become mamish like Eretz Yisrael, but it has certain halachas. Therefore, V'yoma, the person that sells fruits in Surya, says like this. Mishal Eretz Yisrael, and you should know these fruits come from Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, the ma'aser, what? It's chayiv and trumas and ma'asers. So, locher is chayiv li'aser. Whoever buys it has chayiv to take off trumas and ma'asers. Because it's telling us clearly this is fruits from Eretz Yisrael that there's a chayiv trumas and ma'asers. What about Musar and Hain? Let's say this person tells us, you should know, I ready to go off the trumas and ma'asers. They're ready, Marissa, they're ready, fixed up already. So then the locher is Nemon. We believe this person. You know why? Sha'apesh also, who are Pesh Hitter? Like, who is the one that told us that this fruits come from Eretz Yisrael? It's he himself. So that's the Torah, is a Pesh also. If you're the one that tells us these fruits are from Eretz Yisrael, like, without you, we would have said it's Mutter. Now, with you, we're saying it's Ocher, but you yourself is Nemo to say that you took off the Trumas. That's the Musar, the what? That Musar and Hain, if you say he took off the Shrumas and Maisers, Nemo, we believe you. For this Musar of HaPesh also, who HaPesh Hitter. Like, without you, we would not say the Paris are also altogether. The Paris and Surya, who said they come from Eretz Yisrael, that could be they came from Chutz Loretz. It's only you that are telling us it comes from Eretz Yisrael. That's the Pesh also. You're the one that's telling us these fruits are Mechuyiv and Shrumas and Maisers. Now, since you yourself are telling us that you took off the Trumas and Ma'asers, that's this new svar of a Peshos, a Peshitta, that we believe you. What about if you say, Mishalihain, that these fruits belong to me, that they grew on my field here in Syria? The Rochel is Chayiv Li'aser. Like, if we know for sure the fruits grew in Syria, then the Rabbanan is a Chiv to take off Trumas and Ma'asers. And let's say he tells us, Musarinhain, he did take off the Ma'aser, also them, and we believe him. He's the whole one that told us that it grew in Surya, therefore he's never to say that it's Mutter. But the din is, V'in Yadua, Sheyeshloi Sada Achas Surya, Chayiv Li'aser. Let's say that we know that he has a field in Surya, even if he doesn't tell us, we would still say the fruits are Rasa, because we would say these fruits come from his field, and since they grew in Surya, Midrabbanan, it's Mechuyiv and Trumas Ma'asers. Now, who's the one that told us that it took off? He took off mice to him. Then we won't believe him. This is not called a peshos a peshita. Therefore, since he's not moritz, we would still have to have a din like demai. We would still have to take off trumas and maestros misafik. The Mishnah Yudbeis Amoritz Shom Alachover. If an Amoritz talks to a chover and tells him, "Listen, you're going to the bakery anyway, or you're going to the market to buy fruits anyway. Kachli agudi yorek. Buy me one bunch of vegetables, or else kachli gluskin echos. Buy me one cake." So the loch is now when the chover goes down to the store, lekeach stam, he has the right just to buy normally, like he buys two cakes, and upotter, the one that he gives to the amoris, he's potter for taking off trumas and maisers. Because we say now what yesh breira, therefore we say the one that you're giving the amoris, that's the one that you bought for him, that never belonged to you, therefore you're allowed to give it to him even before you take off Trumas and Maisers. But what's going to be the Omar? But if the Chover says, Shali Zoi, Vizu Shechaveri, that when you went down to buy the two breads, you said clearly, this bread is mine, and that bread is for the Amoritz, and then when it's over, the two breads got mixed up, so you don't know for sure which one is yours, which one is his, so then before you give one to the Amoritz, Chayiv Li'aser, you have to take off Trumas and Maisers first. Even if though there's 100 here.
Because since we have a good doubt which one belongs to you, we're afraid maybe you're going to give him yours, and it's us for you to give him something that's not, that you did not take off Shumas HaMaisa for yet. Therefore, we tell you, Minasafik, you have to take off Shumas HaMaisa from both of them, from the one you're giving him and from the one you're going to use for yourself. Your Perek Zayin. The Mishnah says, Hamazmin es Chaveroi Shayochel Etzloi. If somebody invites you over to eat by his house for Shabbos, he invites you before Shabbos that you should come over to have your suda by him by Shabbos. Now you, the person that was invited, you do not trust the owner that he takes off Shumas and Isis from his food. If so, like how can you go to his house and eat on Shabbos? The law is you're not allowed to take off Shumas and Isis on Shabbos. Like this in the middle of the week, okay, whatever he'll serve you, you'll take off Shumas and Isis right there and then. But on Shabbos, so that you can't take off Shumas and Isis, what's the Eitzah? So the Eitzah is like this. You, the guest, should say on Erev Shabbos and make it tonight like this. The food that I'm going to have to eat tomorrow, and I'm going to have to take off Shumas and Isis, I want the Maisa to be chal right now on Erev Shabbos. So when you say now also, Harehu Maisa means out of the tenth you're going to take off, like you want one part of it, like one tenth of that to be on the side. We'll soon see what you're going to do with that. Or Shor Maisa Samachloy, and the other nine tenths of it will be next to it. And it starts this, Zeshor Sisi Maisa, that's what I first made of Maisa, it's really one tenth of the tenth, which is one hundredth. Also Trumas Maisa Lov. That 100th I'm making to be Trumas Maisa. Well, Maisa Sheni Bitzvayna, and then the rest of it is like the Maisa Rishon. And then you're saying the Maisa Sheni Bitzvayna. The Maisa Sheni should be on the north side of it. Oy Bidroim Ros on the south side of it. Or Mechula Alamois, and it should become Chulin onto the money that I have separated. This is the way you're mistaking it from before Shabbos, what you're going to do tomorrow on Shabbos.
The Mishnah Beis. Mozgo Laya Sakois. Let's say he poured for you the kais of wine. Again, they're talking about a case where Chofer was invited over somebody's house on Shabbos to an Amoritz seat there. And now the Amoritz poured for him the wine of Yain. So now Omer, now the Chofer has to say over again on Shabbos itself. Now there's the Mishnah before said that Tanai you make before Shabbos. Now it's saying, but when it comes on Shabbos itself, you have to repeat it over again and say like this. That I'm going to leave over on the bottom of the cup, that should be Maisa. Whereas that should be part of the Maisa Rishon. And the rest of the Maisa Rishon should be next to it. So now, that I first said this one should be like Maisa. Also, Trumas Maisa love. Now I'm making that to be the Trumas Maisa for the Maisa. Well, Maisa Sheni Befiv. And the Maisa Sheni should be the top part of the barrel. Or Mechulu ala Mois, that's Mechulu on the Mois. The Kitzur, he has to repeat this over again on Shabbos, right before he actually drinks, or whatever the Amoros gives him tea from. Then Mishnah Gimel. Poyol She'enoi Maimin Labalabais. Let's say you're a workman, you're working by a balabos that he's supposed to feed you. And you don't trust him that he takes off Trumas HaMaisa from his food. So the locker is like this. That from the portion of food the balabos gave you is noito gregrus achas. You have to take away one gregrus, one date. The Omerans say like this: Zu this one v'teisha boys achre, and the next nine that come after it asuyes meiser. I want them to become meiser. I'll teach him shani yechel on the 90 that I'm going to eat. And then you say zu asuyes trumas meiser aleim. This one that I took off first, that should be the trumas meiser for the other ones. Or Maisa Sheni Bachrin, the Maisa Sheni should be at the end. Or Mechulu Al Hamois, and that should be Mechulu again on money that you have separated. So, and V'Choshech Gregrus Achas, that comes out one date you are not eating. One Gregrus you're holding back, because that's the Trumas Maisa. Trumas Maisa you're not allowed to eat. So even though you're a workman and you're supposed to eat from what the Balabas gives you, but since you didn't trust him, you have to take off the Maisa, Trumas Maisa, this one you don't eat. You can't hold yourself back from eating this one. Because if you're not going to eat a good meal, you won't be able to work. So therefore, it's a swear to say that whatever the balabos gave you, you have to eat it all up.
You don't trust them and you have to take off Shumas and Maithus? So the pshat is you could take off from the Balabas's portion. You do not have to take out one from your portion, but rather you could eat all of your portion and just take off one from the Balabas.
And Rabbi Yossi says also the same thing, but a little different svara, that Rabbi Yossi Yomer lo yafshach, you should not hold back anything of your own. You have to eat it. If neishu tanai bezdin, here's a different svara. It's a tanai bezdin that in such a case you have a right to take off the trumas meiser from the portion of the balabas.
Mishnah dalit, halokeach yain bein akusim. If you buy wine from the kusim, and this is the pshat before they gave it a din of yain nesach. That's only a question that is tevel. It's tevel vada. You know for sure that they did not take off trumas and meisus. Before we're talking about an amoras, it's only demai. It's only a suffolk if it took off trumas and meisus. Now we're talking about mibein hakusim from the kusim that you know vadai they did not take off trumas and meisus. So what do? You do like this. Shnei lugim shani osid, and you want to drink the wine now. Either it's on Shabbos or else at the place you can't take off the trumas and meisus. You speak out and say like this. That shnei lugim shani osid lahafrish, the two good lugim that are going to eventually take off, harei hein truma, they should be truma. The yasara meisim, 1/10 should be for meiserishin. The tisha meisersheni, and 1/9 of that should be for meiserishin. Mechel, you should be mechalif for shais, and then you could drink. In other words, really, we're saying mechal breira, that even though right now there's tevel here, you did not take off the truma semeisers, but you have a right to say this light that what you're going to take off later should be the truma semeisers, and right now you could drink from this barrel of wine, even though really right now it's all mixed up together. That was saying mechal breira, to say that what you're drinking now is from the chulin, and what's left over from that portion tomorrow you'll take off the trumas and meisus.
Mishnah Hey, hoyuloi tainim shel tevel b'teich beisai. If you had tainim, you had these figs of tevel in your house. Vube beis hamedrash, and you're not at home right now. You're in the beis hamedrash, Rebbe Sod, you're in the field, and you're afraid that somebody in the house may start eating from it. So what can you do? You should say, shtei seinim shani yosel hafrish, the two figs that I'm going to take off for truma, harehen truma, they should be truma. The yesa maiserishin, and 1/10 will be maiserishin. The seisha maisersheni, and 1/9 of that should be maisersheni. So again, this is like v'shat hatchak, if you're stuck, you have a right to be seimach on this, even for vadai tevel. Hod demai, let's say it's only a suffix demai, you bought it from an amoritz, or even say like this, and you notice we don't have to take off truma. It's only the maisros. So therefore you say, what I'm going to take off for tomorrow to be maisa should be maisa now. And the rest of the maisa, that's only like 1/10. The other 9/10 of the maisa should be next to it. That I first 10th that I made, the one out of the 10 that I made for maisa, like also truma's maisa love. That becomes truma's maisa, like 1/100 of the whole thing. So one now, 1/10 now. And the Maisesheni should be either on the north side or the south side, or Mechulul al Hamoyis. That should be Mechulul onto money, therefore you'll have to eat it now. Mishnah Vov. You have in front of you two baskets that have tevel food that did not take off Trumas and Maises yet. So Yom, and the person says like this, Maisrois zu bezu. I want the Maises of this barrel should be taken off from the other barrel. So Harishayna Musharis, very good. The first barrel is fixed up. Because you took off Truma Samaisis from the second barrel for it. They're both Mechuyiv and Truma Samaisis. So you could take off from this for that. What about if you say, Shalzoi Bezoi, Fishalzoi Bezoi, you want the Truma Samaisis of the first barrel should be taken off from the second barrel. And the second barrel's Truma Samaisis, you want them taken off from the first barrel. So that's no good already. Harishayna Musharis, the first basket is fixed up. Because you said from the second basket it should be taken off the Trumas and Maisus. At that time it was all Mechuyiv and Trumas and Maisus. So you're taken off Min Achiv, Al Achiv, it's good. Therefore the first barrel is Mesukin. But the second barrel is not fixed up. Because by the time you said the second barrel, it's Trumas and Maisus, should be taken off from the first barrel was already Mesukin already. So since it was Mesukin, it's Min Aptur. So you can't take off Trumas and Maisus from that. So therefore, the second barrel is not fixed up. What about if somebody says like this? You speak it out in one language, in one shot like, that both barrels, the Trumas and Maisus, should be taken off from the other barrel. You did not say one before the other, but you said it like Bavasachas. Then Korashem, that's good.
because right away they're both mechuyev and trumas hamaisus. So there's no really one that's potter yet. So therefore, it's chal like the vasakas on both of them together. It's good. Mishnah, now it's only nechsor, and if first you take off trumas hamaisus, so that becomes potter. Now you can't use that to take off trumas hamaisus for the other barrel. Mishnah Zayin, meya tevel, meya chulin. Let's say you have a barrel that was mixed together that had 100 apples of tevel and 100 apples of chulin. So now you want to be misakin the apples. What can you do? So noito meya v'yechad. You have to take out 101 apples. That's for sure. By taking out 101 apples, you have at least one apple of tevel. So that one apple could be the truma. Could be the truma gedela. What about the meya tevel? Meya meiser, 100 apples of tevel fell into 100 apples of meiser. Again, noito meya v'yechad. Take out 101. For sure, you have one of tevel. What's going to be meya chulin misakonim? You have 100 apples of chulin misakonim that was fixed up already. Meya meiser, it fell into 100 apples of meiser. Meiserishin, that you did not take off the trumas meiser yet. So lach was again here noito meya v'yechad. You have to take out 110. Because then you take out 110, then for sure you have out the meiser, then you can take trumas meiser from it. What about meya tevel? You have 100 apples of tevel that fell into tishim meiser, only 90 meiser, or else tishim tevel, 90 apples of tevel that fell into ushmeina meiser, into 80 apples of meiser, then lehisaklum, you didn't lose out anything. In other words, all you have to do is just take out 10, and then you'd be yetzer the trumas meiser from this 10. This is the klal. Kozeman shatevel meruba layisiklum. If the tevel is more, she's not losing out, because for sure the tevel you're taking out, that's mechuyev to take off trumas hamaisus. So you could take it off from there. It's only a problem if something is potter already, was taken off already, you can't do it a second time. But with tevel for sure wasn't taken off, then for sure you could be yaitza with just taking out 10. You're not losing out anything. Mishneches. Somebody had 10 lines. Shall eser eser kadayayin. Each line like had a row of 10 barrels of wine. So together you have now 100 barrels of wine. You have 10 rows of 10 barrels of wine. The Yoma, the person said like this: Shura hachitzayna, the outside row, achas meisa. One of them should be meisa. Now, v'yena yidui, you do not know, ezehi, you don't know which barrel you meant, which outer barrel should be the maisa. So which one is maisa, which one is chulin? So noitel shtei chavyis luchsan. You have to take two barrels from a luchsin, from diagonally, like straight, like diagonally. That's about like the alachsan. In other words, the two opposites, you have like a square, so the two opposite sides. Not on the same, so it's like 1, 2, 3, 4. So you have to take then 1 and 3. From like diagonally across, take out those two barrels, for sure you have the meiser there. What about chati shura hachitzoino achas meiser? You said only half of an outside line should be meiser. Then you do az, you don't know which one you set it on. So here, neutel arba chovyis, me arba zovyis. You have to take four barrels from the four corners. So for sure you have one of the corners. So for sure, that should be the Maisa. What about Shura Achas Maisa? One row you said should be Maisa. You didn't say which one. Then you do Ezehi, you don't know which row you meant. So Noita Shura Achas Luchsen. You have to take one diagonally straight row straight across. If you take out all those barrels diagonally straight across, for sure you got one barrel from each row. So for sure you have the Maisa, you have enough to make Trumas Maisa, but for sure one row is the Maisa. So you're taking down that a Trumas Maisa, one-tenth. So if you go straight down Balachson, you have like one of each row. What about, he said, Chati Shurachas Meiser, a half of a row should be Meiser, V'en Yidu Ezehi. We don't know which half of a row you said. You have 100 rows here. You said 100 barrels, 10 rows of 10. You don't know which row you're talking about, and you only said a half. So in such a case, Noitel Shtei Shurus Luchson. You have to go both ways cross, diagonally across. Take all those barrels diagonally across. So for sure you got one from half of the row. Chovyis achas meiser. Let's say you only said one barrel out of these 100 should be meiser. Then you do az. You don't know which barrel you said. So how could you take off trumas meiser here? So noita mekochovis mechovis. Here the only way out is you have to take a little bit, at least part of it, from each barrel. and then you make that Trumas Meiser, so for sure you're making the Trumas Meiser out of the Meiser. All right, Slika Masechta Demai.